This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. What do healthy Christians look like? Do they look any different from healthy non-Christians? And the obvious flip side of that is, what do unhealthy Christians look like? And is there any difference from unhealthy people in general? Now, let me be quick to say, I am not necessarily talking about physical characteristics, although a healthy or non-healthy spirit can affect a person's physical well-being. But what I'm referring to in particular is a person's inner self. And again, I would hope a person's spiritual health would have some positive effect on the body. But we can't always control what happens to us physically, can we? I mean, godly people suffer the same physical maladies that ungodly people do, and some very ungodly people are the picture of health and happiness. But what about your true self? Regardless of what you may look like on the outside, that is your human suit, what do you look like from the inside out? Is that part of your healthiness? What is that for you? Is there a test for it? And actually, there is a test. There are several, and a follower of Jesus named John focused on that subject in a letter he wrote in the New Testament. It's called the book of 1 John. But I'm not going to dive into that. It would take several hours for us to approach that book. But I would say this, John did indicate that the ultimate test for our spiritual health is love. Do we love? As the song I used to sing at youth camp put it, they will know we are Christians by our love. But you see, this love isn't just any love. That's because it's a love that emerges from and is directed by the truth. What truth, you ask? The answer, the truth of Jesus Christ. It's interesting about John. When John and his brother James decided to follow Jesus to be his disciples, they were known as the Sons of Thunder. Now, you don't get a name like Sons of Thunder by sitting placidly on your front porch, watching the wheels go by while you dream your life away. These two men were men of action. On one occasion, when the people in a village of Samaria were not responsive to the message of Jesus, James and John, these Sons of Thunder, wanted to call down fire from heaven and destroy them. But something happened. John became known not as the Son of Thunder or a Son of Thunder, but as the Apostle of Love. What a transformation. I don't know exactly when the aha moment came for John. Maybe it was at the Last Supper when Jesus took a towel and knelt down and washed the disciples' feet. Maybe it was later that night when John, according to his own account, heard Jesus say, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Maybe those words came back to John while he was watching Jesus suffer and die on the cross. Maybe that was the aha moment for him. Whatever it was, John was transformed. But as I said, this love he learned by listening to and watching Jesus wasn't a syrupy sentimentalism. Just before Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than to lay down his life," John recorded Jesus' words to his disciples. "When you obey my commandments," Jesus said, "you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love." Did you catch that? The commandments, the truth. And that's the love that Jesus went to the cross for. Keep in mind, it wasn't a hero's love. It was more than that. It was the very Son of God who, having humbled himself and coming to us, died for our sins, taking those sins on himself in obedience to God the Father. From the cross, Jesus' body was mangled and beaten, almost beyond recognition, but by John's own definition, Jesus was perfect, for this was the perfection of love. So, what do healthy Christians look like? Let's think about it. Maybe not so handsome or pretty or triumphant, but maybe like servants in the dust on their knees, or perhaps suffering because of their commitment to Christ, because of their willingness to carry the cross of Christ and experience the joy of staying true to the faith and loyal to the one who delivered them from bondage. Think about that today, my friend, and then come back here next week and join me right here. And in the meantime, go out and become the person you're meant to be in Jesus Christ.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.